Welcome to Knights Around the Table, a show where the Knights of Columbus, Fulton J. Sheen, Council 7612, sit around the WSJF studio conference table and discuss their involvement and contributions to the St. Joseph community and the areas around Sykesville and Eldersburg. Here is the host of the show, Eric Glazer.
Hello, we are the Knights of Columbus, Fulton J. Sheen, Council 7612, and this is Knights Around the Table. This show is designed to inform to the community who the Knights are and how we integrate with the St. Joseph community. Let's start with the Lord's Prayer.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and Holy Spirit, Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread.
And forgive us our trespasses,
as we forgive those who trespass against us.
And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Amen.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
I'm Eric Glazer, past Grand Knight, and today I'm here with...
your Deputy Grand Knight, Rob Somerville.
And Stephen Paskvich.
That is great. We got a new voice in the room. That's great. Let's take a look at some of the upcoming events. And some reminders. Don't forget we have the weekly rosary on Tuesday nights at 7:30 p.m. in the chapel. That is our weekly rosary for peace. Quick comment on M&T Bank events. I want to wholeheartedly say I was wrong. The Ravens did, in fact, win the AFC North. And we did, in fact, have a home game. And it was a great home game against the Steelers. Unfortunately, they also played valiantly against the Bills and came up short. So the season is now officially over. Thanks everybody who came out, helped out at M&T, and we look forward to doing that again next year. So if you want to think about your organization stepping up, helping us out, that'd be great. Some other upcoming events. We have a movie night scheduled for February 15th. The movie is The Wild Robot. Bring a dessert, enjoy some spaghetti, $3 a person, and watch a family movie. Simple and fun night out for everybody. This is the last scheduled movie for the year, so I want to make sure that I send out a special shout out to Al and Linda Grasley and the multitude of other volunteers for putting the event together. I know from a personal experience, being busy parents, life is crazy, and to have a Saturday night with zero planning and very little cleanup, it was a breath of fresh air for us as a young family, and it's an event we always look forward to, and my kids still think back on and joke about and had a great time. So thank you guys. I really appreciate the time and energy that you guys put into those movie nights once a month. It really is a special event. What else? We have a social in February, at the very end of February, February 26th. Right now it's listed as a big family comfy dinner. That sounds like my kind of casual time, so I'm looking forward to that. The socials start about 6:30. They're pretty clean events. You just kind of show up, enjoy yourself, and they're done by 8:30. I'm sure February 26th is a Wednesday, so it's a nice middle of the week event just to get out, chat with some people, and you're home early and ready to move on for work. At the moment, I don't think we have a March social scheduled, but that's for good reason. We're pretty darn busy in March. March 7th is the first Friday of Lent, and so that'll be the beginning of our Lenten dinners. Right now, I'm sure we've got crab cakes and fish on the menu, and usually there's a surprise that sneaks in. Last year's surprise was a shrimp cake. This year, I don't know what the surprise will be just yet, but it's all coming together. It will be the best price in town. We don't have a number on it yet, but hopefully we try to keep them in the same neighborhood as last year. I know you were getting out the door last year for about $12 for a full meal. That included drinks. It included dessert. It was a great time. Planning's going on right now, so when we get ready for the next meeting, we'll be able to talk about it again. And that works out well because you'll hear us talking about that all through March to remind you to get out on a Friday night and enjoy those Lenten dinners. The one thing I did want to mention with those is it's a big undertaking. The Knights do it. We supply a lot of hands on deck, but it's a good time to get your ministries thinking about it. If you're a ministry active at St. Joe's, We always look forward to having other ministries pitch in. I remember the last one last year was WSJF. So Danny was in here. He was all set up playing some music for us and running the show right from the upstairs where we were serving dinners. But all ministries participate, and it's great. It's a great time to come out and serve the church and serve the people. And it's taken a little while since those COVID years, and we had some small crowds, and it's really worked out to be a nice social event for everybody involved. I've done a lot of talking. Is there anything else?
No, I don't think so. The only little monkey wrench I would throw in there is we're still debating whether or not we'll do a Shrove Tuesday pancake thing. Yeah, so it's Shrove Tuesday, traditionally do a pancake breakfast for dinner. And we've done it in the past, and we're sort of debating whether we're going to do it this year or not. If we do, you'll find out.
I'll vote for it. Not that I carry any weight anymore when it comes to the votes. But all right, so pay attention to the church bulletin. Pay attention to the information board right outside of church. There'll be more details coming real soon on the Lenten dinners, so make sure you can keep that time available and come on out on a Friday or two and get a good dinner right there. It's crazy how fast this year is buzzing along. All right, so we are the Knights of Columbus on WSJF FM, and I'm here tonight, Eric Klaser, with
Deputy Grand Knight Rob Somerville.
And I'm a new knight, Stephen Paskovich.
Excellent. Did we have any highlights we were going to hit about other events since the last show?
Not that I'm aware of.
I don't think so. We had talked about it. We were very complimentary about the midnight mass.
The past event. So, yeah, I mean, there wasn't much. I mean, we had Christmas and the various masses. I think this is the first time in a long time we did a midnight mass. The Glendon Players were there. That was nice. They put on a lot of really good music for, I want to say it was like 45 minutes before mass actually started. And then they sang the music for the mass. So that was nice. And of course, the Christmas tree lighting and the movie night that we had in December. That's pretty much the main things that have happened since last.
I really enjoyed midnight mass. I was worried because it's way, way, way past my bedtime. But I made it. I enjoyed it. My family was with me. It was a good time.
Yeah, we went to the 4 o'clock mass, but I ended up working and attending the midnight mass. Admittedly, I was very tired, but I was glad I did it. It was very enjoyable. It was the first time I had been to a midnight mass in a long, long time, because as a kid growing up, I did that all the time. We did that all the time as a family, so it was good.
All right. Well, one of the exciting things we got going on is we've got a new member here with us.
Yep. Say your name again.
Stephen Paskovich.
I can't say his last name. Yeah, so we're here with Stephen. He's a new knight. So welcome.
Thank you.
I guess we wanted to give you a few chance to speak a little bit, ask a few questions. What made you decide to become a knight? What attracted you to the Knights of Columbus?
Al Grassley's continuous pressure. No. growing up in the Catholic faith and at my parish, I always saw Knights of Columbus around the church. And as I got older, I got curious about the Knights. And when I moved to the area for work and had the opportunity to join, I thought that I would jump into it, learn about the Knights and see what it was all about.
Awesome. What do you think of this council in your short time as a knight?
So far, my impression is that it's a very active chapter, and that the Knights are doing a lot of good for the church, providing a lot of services for the church. For example, I know last year I came to a number of the fish fries, which were a great event, and the baby bottle drive and so many other things around the parish really rely on the Knights. And, you know, I appreciate that, and I want to be a part of that and being able to serve the community here.
Since you're a new knight, if there's somebody out there that's undecided or have heard about the Knights but weren't sure what they were about or thinking about joining, what would you say to them to encourage them to take that next step?
I would say to just take a leap of faith, come out to one of the events. No one bites. Everyone's friendly. Everyone's welcoming. Yeah, just come check it out. There's really no pressure, and you can meet some of the other guys, and I think you'll see pretty quickly what it's all about. And
there are some biters out there. You just got to be careful. now that you've heard us talk about some events, you've seen some events, is there any of our events you think you see yourself jumping into or helping out with?
Yeah, I definitely see myself participating or helping out with the fish fries, the Lenten Friday night dinners, and also helping out with some of the different initiatives. And I would like to make it to some of the meetings and socials. I haven't been able to do that yet, but it's on my to-do list.
And just for everybody listening, we have our planning meeting the first Wednesday of each month, and the business meeting the second Wednesday of each month, and then usually the fourth Wednesday of each month is the social, with some exceptions, but usually that's the schedule. Well, awesome.
Thanks, Stephen.
Sure.
Thank you, sir. And thanks for joining us.
But you did bring up two points that I wanted to make sure that we touched upon, because I knew we talked about something that was pretty exciting. We kicked off the baby bottle campaign in January, yes, and it was so cool because we ran out.
Yeah, we ran out. We ran
there was a great enthusiasm for it. Everybody was looking for them.
So the pro-life stuff this year, I think, really got people's attention. Knights promoted some of that, and the baby bottles ran out. We had to go a second and a third time to get more baby bottles. And then I think there's a waiting list for the bus ride to the March for Life in D.C.
Which, again, is not a norm for us.
We get the bus.
We try to fill it up. We hope we get it kind of full. And this year we got a waiting list. Like, that's cool.
That's awesome. Yeah. I don't know what that means for next year in, like, budget planning. But it's a good thing. It's a good problem.
But as long as this is airing mostly in February, let's talk real quick about that baby bottle campaign. Even if you didn't get a baby bottle, what can we do here? What's the baby bottle go to? And
so the baby bottles go to the Pregnancy Support Center for Carroll County in Westminster. It's 100% donation. We don't keep any of it. Last year, we kind of set a new record. I think we donated $13,000+. And if anybody did not get a baby bottle, you could still write a check or give money to the Knights of Columbus, Knights of Columbus Council 7612, if you're writing a check. And then that money will get turned over to the Pregnancy Support Center with all the money that we collect on the baby bottles. And those bottles will get collected the first two weekends in February, those masses.
And we can't make it any easier. You can give that to an usher. You can even drop it off at the church if you need to. Any way you can get those back to us, you know that money's going directly to support something really great in Carroll County. So that's a good thing. If you want to become a member of the Knights of Columbus, send an email to 7612kfc@gmail.com. We would love to have every Catholic man in Eldersburg and Sykesville become a member. You can always keep up with Knights of Columbus events at our website, kfc7612.org. Please check it out. Email links are right there on the website. If you have any questions from today's show, you can even get a link to today's show right on the website. So it's definitely something worth going to, looking out, seeing what we're all about. Thanks for coming and joining us to your radio. Let's close with a Hail Mary. In the name of the Father,
the Son, Holy Spirit, amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
The Father and Son, Holy Spirit.
One more trip around the table. I'm Eric Klaser.
This is Rob Somerville.
Stephen Paskovich.
And this has been Knights Around the Table. I'll see you next time.
Danny Gallagher here, production engineer for Knights Around the Table radio show and podcast. If you are listening to this, you can get a free gift card by sending an email with your contact information to wsjf@stjoseph.cc or call our studio phone line at 443-920-9125. Send us an email at wsjf@stjoseph.cc or call our studio at 443-920-9125. Leave your contact information and we'll send you a free gift card to thank you for listening.
Thanks for listening to this edition of Knights Around the Table. We look forward to the next conversation about who the Knights are and what they're up to. Thanks to WSJF for broadcasting the show and Molly Klaser for her tireless engineering support. We'll see you next time.